Cal Thomas is a syndicated columnist and a fantastic guest on Mornings on the Mall. You often hear him here on Wednesdays and on WMAL broadly. Cal, thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, guys. Nice to be with you.
So you've written a column giving some advice to the President of the United States. A lot of people out there trying to give him advice these days. What is yours, Cal?
Well, look, I think the tweets have run their course, especially with the personal insults. My experience with personal insults is that it doesn't produce any results at all. It may make the insulter feel better. You may be surprised to hear this, but I've actually gotten some insults over the years from my columns. People calling me names when I had a mustache. They said I looked like Saddam Hussein. Once when I was doing commentary on NPR, there was a letter to the management saying, is there some kind of inbreeding program there that produces a guy like Thomas? I mean, some of them are funny, but they really don't produce the results. And this latest thing with Mika Brzezinski bleeding from her face, from a facelift, low IQ, crazy. This is really not up to the behavior that we have come to expect from our president. At the same time, I would say that the media need to do some self-examination, because clearly there is a liberal bias in virtually all of the media these days, and while they like to beat up on Donald Trump, their ratings are lower than his at the moment.
So thank you, Saddam. We know which insults work on you. Appreciate that. But, you know, the president will probably argue, like, or if at all, he barely argues anything that he does. He just does it and then lets the chips fall where they may. But I think some of his supporters would argue, well, this whips us into a frenzy, makes us happy. We like seeing the president go toe-to-toe with the media, and it definitely works in the service of the base, no?
Well, it may, but look, there's a Fox News poll, and this is Fox, of course, is the president's favorite network. He has said so, that 71% of those polled, and this was before the insult of Mika Brzezinski, 71% of those polled said that they believed that his tweets were being unhelpful to his agenda. It's taking away from repealing and replacing Obamacare. It's taking away from reforming the tax code. It's taking away from lowering government spending and overreach and so many other things that are important. Insulting someone doesn't advance an agenda. He's president of the United States. I mean, Morning Joe has fewer than a million viewers. The president commands the attention of the entire nation. So really, it's a waste of time, in my view.
How did you feel about the CNN video that he retweeted?
Oh, it's silly. You know, I was flipping channels last night, and I saw the female WWE SmackDown. I laughed at it for a minute because it's all fake and phony. I mean, it's juvenile. I mean, this is not what we expect from our president. Come on, get out there and lead. Behave like a grown-up. Have a little intellectual debate with your opponents. But all of this is a distraction and a sideshow from what is really important to most Americans. I mean, people in the middle of the country, people in the suburbs of Washington, D.C., I mean, this is entertainment. This is Barnum & Bailey Circus has left the arena, and now we've got a new circus in town. This is, you're going to have somebody on talking about North Korea in a few minutes.
Yeah.
This is what is really important, not stupid tweets insulting people who barely command a blip on the rating scale.
Well, right now, the rating, Americans trust the president. He has a higher trust rating than the media does.
Well, higher than Congress, too, but that's not saying much. I mean, it was at 36, 37%. We can do a lot better than that, as John Kennedy used to say. We can do better. And I think the president can do better. I think his instincts are right on a lot of policy issues, and that's why many people, half the country, voted for him. Let's get back to those issues and forget the insults and the pettiness and childish behavior. He can be better than that, and he can lead the American people to a better day.
Cal, I've heard some Trump supporters explain this in such a way that actually by getting the media in a position where they're so distracted and consumed by their fight with the president that they're not spending a lot of time, for instance, picking over his immigration bills. Last week, there were three immigration bills passed on the same day, all considered wins for the president, and we didn't see the series of people being trotted out by CNN who were going to have their lives ruined by President Trump's immigration policy. Do you think there's anything to that, that these distractions actually serve him?
Yeah, I think they may, to a point, but look, they're not distracting Robert Mueller, and all of these congressional investigations are going on. After all of the showbiz, after all of the hype, there's still going to be these things remaining. And, yeah, I think you can make the case that the immigration bills and the Supreme Court vote partially upholding the temporary ban on immigrants from countries that have ties to terrorism. You can do that, but there's going to be a day of reckoning, and all of this is a distraction, I would say, from advancing policies and being more effective.
All right, Cal Thomas wants the president to get his Twitter under control. He's not alone in that view, but he eloquently stated his this morning. Thank you, Cal, for joining us.